The voter turnout rate among Native Americans in Arizona is lower than the state as a whole for statewide elections. And there are several reasons for this, including lack of transportation and the fact that many people living on reservations don't have traditional addresses. But members of Arizona's many Indian tribes are planning ahead for 2020 in order to boost voting. As KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, the effort involves talking to elected officials and educating voters.
The educating part brought a group of Native American voters and leaders to Scottsdale Community College on a Saturday morning earlier this summer.
Please introduce yourselves to one another, where you're coming from, what tribes you are, and then go ahead and begin to work on your green sheet, identify your values.
That was organizer Debbie Nez-Manuel. The seminar had some voting diehards there, like Arlene Old Elk, a member of the Navajo Nation. She started Election Day last fall by voting on the reservation in her tribal election.
I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I drove to the voting chapter house, and where I voted at 7 a.m.
and then voted in state elections back in the valley. The July meeting also attracted less experienced voters like 23-year-old Sahana Jackson, a member of the Yavapai Apache Nation in northern Arizona.
I feel like when I think about voting, my first instinct is tribal. Like, I rarely think about state.
Jackson isn't alone. The turnout percentage in state and local elections among Native Americans of voting age is about half the rate of Arizonans as a whole, according to an analysis from One Arizona. Manuel says events like this are about getting the message out early.
The sooner we have these conversations and we get started, the better and more informed people will be. It's kind of nice, too, because we get them when they're not overwhelmed. Because when election time comes around, there's going to be so many different messages.
But improving turnout is not just about boosting interest. Another coalition of groups is trying to figure out what kind of election infrastructure tribes should ask for and when. Patty Ferguson Bonney is the director of the Indian Legal Program at ASU's Law School.
By having these meetings in 2019, hopefully it's going to be better and addressing some of the tribe's concerns and meeting the deadlines of the counties.
And Ferguson Bonney says Native American voters face obstacles some other groups don't, like language barriers and less access to transportation and mail service.
Non-Indian voters, there's a high rate of voters by mail, but that isn't an Indian country because Indian country doesn't have access to the mail in the same way. People don't receive their mail at homes. Some people have to drive over an hour to get their mail.
A strategy to deal with less mail access was to encourage in-person early voting. A new state law, however, requires in-person early voters to show a photo ID. People who vote by mail don't have to do that.
You're treating early voters differently by the way that they vote, and you're treating voters differently. You're treating their ID differently. And that's fundamentally unfair.
Tribal ID is an acceptable form of ID at the polls, although Ferguson Bonney says poll workers don't always correctly apply the law, leading to confusion. And there are other recent examples of state laws changing how Native Americans vote. Angela Williford works on election outreach and other things for the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community.
So right now we're on the third floor of the administration building. Right there to our right is our sacred Red Mountain.
Williford used to collect mail-in ballots for some members before Arizona banned so-called ballot harvesting in 2016.
In the past, I was like, oh, I had an action plan. I'm like, what we're going to do is we're going to have the youth, and we're going to go knock on doors, and we're going to pick up the ballots, and we're going to turn them in so that nobody forgets. Well, then the legislature was like, well, no, you're not, because now it's a felony. I'm not touching it after that.
But Williford says she can motivate her community members by reciting the history of the long struggle to secure the right to vote. She's also holding awareness events on her reservation. In the last presidential election, her tribe had about 50% turnout among registered voters.
My goal for the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community is to get 100%. Is that real? I would hope so, but at least to increase it by 15%, I think, is a realistic goal.
A higher turnout from Native Americans across the state could add thousands of votes in 2020 when the state is expecting close races for president, U.S. Senate, and the state legislature. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.